Hello, I'm Andrew. Welcome to the fifth episode of Home Buying Know-How from the Commonwealth Bank. In this episode, I'll be talking about the final stages of the buying process. But first, let's look at how properties are sold. The majority of properties are advertised and sold privately. These sales are sometimes conducted directly with the owner and buyer, but generally, they involve a real estate agent. Since the agent's priority is to get as much money for the seller as possible, their asking price can often be quite high, so don't be afraid to negotiate, especially if inspections show up any problems. However, before you go making any offers, you should check with your mortgage lender to make sure all your finances are in order. Once the contracts have been checked by your solicitor or conveyancer, you'll need to sign the contracts and pay your deposit. You'll then have a cooling off period in case you change your mind. But if both parties agree, this cooling off period can be waived in order to speed up the sale. The other way properties are sold is at auction. It's really easy to get swept up in an auction, and for fear of missing out on your dream home, bid yourself into oblivion. Don't let it happen. So how does an auction run? At the auction itself, you'll need to register with the agent selling the property and collect a bidder number on a paddle, which you will hold up to bid. In some states, though, the auction can run on body gestures like a simple nod. The auctioneer will start by talking about the property itself. He or she will then request an opening bid to start the proceedings, which will often come from the seller themselves. Bidding begins in large increments of thousands and then reduces to the hundreds as it proceeds. And if bidding stalls, the auctioneer will ask the vendor if the reserve price has been reached. This is the minimum price the seller wants for the property. If the reserve price has been reached, the property will be announced as on the market, and bidding will continue until final bids are called for. If the reserve price hasn't been reached, the property will be passed in, and the highest bidder will have the first opportunity to negotiate with the seller and agent. If your bid is successful at an auction, you'll be expected to sign the contract and pay a deposit on the spot. So take your checkbook. And I should warn you that with an auction, there is no cooling off period. So if you change your mind about buying the property, you will lose your deposit. Once the contracts are exchanged, conveyancing is the next step. Then, just before the day of settlement, you should make a final inspection of the property to see if all the fittings and fixtures are still in place. If these haven't been covered in the contract, don't assume that they will remain at the property. Your solicitor or conveyancer can help you sort things out if there are any issues here. The next and final step is the settlement process. This generally ranges from 4 to 6 weeks. However, you should be able to negotiate the amount of time it takes with the seller and your mortgage lender. On settlement day, any adjustment to rates and other repayments for switching the property ownership are discussed. And on providing a check, you will become the new owner. The relevant authorities will be notified by your solicitor or conveyancer about the change of ownership, and you will be handed the keys. Then all that's left is the big move itself, and to celebrate. And don't forget to let everyone know about your change of address. Well, that's it for Home Buying Know-How from the Commonwealth Bank. I hope these episodes have helped to clear up any confusion about the home buying process. I'm Andrew. Happy home hunting.